o'clock on Monday night. Do you know where your Twitter mom's at?
Oh, it's Kiva on Indie Views. It's Kiva Artist Interview. Right now on Butterflies
Radio,
where it's all indie all the
And breaking too, since you brought that up, you said that that's about, it's kind of a song about anti-bullying,
yeah.
and that's a cause that you're pretty involved in. Yeah. If you want to tell everybody about that.
Yeah. It's something that I got involved in because I have a personal experience. I, was bullied myself in junior high school, and because I was, very involved in music, and for some reason, kids didn't really like that about me. I guess it was the fact that they thought that I was better than them or something, because I had these big dreams at such a young age, and they kind of had that attitude of, like, who do you think you are, and singled me out and bullied me. And Break Into is a song that I wrote, and it's about standing up to the bullies in your life at school, or even, like, some of my own family members were bullying me at some point, and it's just, like, not letting yourself be a victim to the bullies and still believing in your dreams no matter what. And so off of that song, I kind of was inspired to write a couple more songs with the same kind of subject. And then I took all of those songs and I made this presentation that I go around to high schools and places where there's like teens or children even. And I give my presentation and I incorporate my music with the presentation. And it's a really, really great thing that I've gotten into, because I never thought that I was going to get into motivational speaking at like such a young age, but like since I've done it, I just really feel good about myself. I mean, I'm really helping some of these kids. They'll come up to me and they'll tell me like all about how I'm really resonating with them, and they're really happy that they're not alone in this. And it feels really good to be able to help somebody with your music and not just like play your songs. And I mean, like playing your songs, that's always like a good thing to have your music and, be able to share it with people, but like when you can really help somebody with your music, it makes you feel like you're really doing the right thing with your life. So it's been pretty cool and a really great experience for me.
And it's a good platform for you to have the music to reach out to people.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times with music, you know, it resonates with people for one reason or another. Different songs will mean different things to different people. And you might be able to reach them through song more than you would just talking about it. But that the song opens the door.
Yeah.
And the bullying thing, I'm so glad to see somebody your age really talking to people about it. Because I think for kids to have adults tell them about it is, it's one thing. But to have a peer tell them, hey, I went through this and, you know, I prevailed and you can too. I think that that's really powerful.
Yeah.
Now, you have a really big family.
I do, yeah.
6 siblings.
Yeah, and I'm the second oldest, so there's a lot of, like, younger siblings.
Now, do they give you a lot of support in the anti-bullying forum?
Yeah. I mean, they've always been, like, really supportive of everything that I've done. And they're all, like, really, like, I mean, my older sister, she's into music, too. And then my younger sister right underneath me is really into music, too. So, like, I mean, we have, like, a band together. And, like, the other siblings, they have their own things they're into. And, like, we're all really supportive of each other. And, I mean, I think a couple of them are going through some experiences. At least they were when they were in school, because it's summer right now. But definitely they are starting to have the same experiences. And I wonder how they feel about it with the – you know, presentation that I do. Cause I mean, we bring, when I go to like high school, sometimes I'll bring some of my younger siblings with along to listen to the presentation, maybe thinking it could help them too as well. And they're all really supportive of everything that I do. So it's really nice.
I think it's good. I'm an only child, but my husband is the youngest of 9.
Wow.
So, when I married him, I actually have nieces and nephews that are only 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting for me. But having the big family, I think you've got a built-in support group.
Right,
kind of. You know, you've got them. They see what you're going through, and you see what they're going through, and you always have somebody who has your back.
Yeah.
that way.
Song of the Night is called Break In Two, which is Ashley's artist choice song of the night. The song is about anti-bullying and has a video that's about to come out soon, so look out for that.
Now, your older sister, she plays keyboard,
yep.
And your younger sister plays guitar,
yep.
Right, with you?
Yep.
Now, did they start performing? You started singing and taking acting lessons at 9. Did they start about the same time as you? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I had always, taken, I guess when you're, one, my parents, they didn't really know because I was, one of the first kids that they ever had. So they wanted to get us into some activities and find out what we liked. And, I mean, we tried everything. I mean, I tried cooking class. I tried soccer. And, I mean, with voice lessons and community theater, that's where me and my older sister both kind of adjusted to that area of, the arts. We kind of, just fell into that. And I was like, I stuck more with the singing part. Kaylee, she's my older sister. She took piano lessons and she really loved the piano. So, I mean, she also sang and she did like Broadway and stuff like that, but like she really stuck with the piano. So it kind of just worked out that way. I mean, she's the piano player and I mean, I'd stuck with the singing and my younger sister, she's really just getting into guitar right now. So, I mean, she's pretty good at it too. So it's kind of cool how it all worked out like that too.
That is good because, you know, when it comes time to do performances or be on the road, yeah. You have to really like the people that you're traveling with. Mm-hmm. So you live with these people.
Right.
So you know that you can already get along
yeah.
or tolerate each other
yeah,
at
yeah.
least. you know that they're going to be your sisters at the end of the day.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to escape that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got to be – have you done any appearances with them or shows
yeah we
outside the area
yeah this like past year we just kind of finally came together to make a band. I've been like a solo artist for years now, so I'm already been Ashley Ashton, so like we have like the Ashley, it's called the Ashley Ashton Band for now because I've already established my name as Ashley Ashton. So now we've been to a couple music festivals. Our most recent one we did was in Montauk, New York, Long Island, and we did a music festival out there that was a lot of fun.
And that's a pretty big festival.
Yeah, it is. We had a submit to get into it, and we were one of the bands that were picked, so we were really lucky, and we felt really good about that. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, we're going to probably be going to Florida for another one in November, and every weekend we've had a gig this summer. It's been crazy, so it's a lot of fun.
Busy summer.
Yeah. Gosh, it says everywhere I'm going to be is on my Reverb Nation page, which is actually okay. AshleyAshton.com. It goes straight to my Reverb Nation page for now anyway. And all of my dates where I'm going to be are there. I mean, I know we've been playing a lot of shows out here and in the suburbs and stuff. So, I mean, we might be. I'm pretty sure we probably are because we've been somewhere every weekend so far. So,
the next song you're going to hear is called Used to the Pain.
It's been a while now since you've been gone. I never smile now, nowhere just run. I run from the truth, I run from the pain. The world around me never is a cold and lonely place. It'd be kind of nice if I could erase everything that I remember. Maybe then I wouldn't face the emptiness inside me, the broken heart I've got, the fact that I'm picking up the pieces, that I lost my one last shot. So thought I knew, I never really knew it all. I knew I wanted you, and I knew that I might take a fall. But that's just how it goes. I guess I learned from my mistakes. I believe on hope that you'll come back to me someday. So far. So far away, I'm getting used to the pain. Oh, I'm get any used to the pain. Time stands still before me, in a land I haven't crossed. But there was one before me, you're not the first I've lost. So far, you're so far.
So what you were telling me when it dropped was I had asked you about acting versus music.
Yeah, I don't think I like one or the other more. I just, I know a lot of people ask me the same question all the time, and I really do think that they go, like, hand in hand. Like, I mean, you see a lot of, like, actresses becoming singers sometimes or coming out with their album, or then, or you also see, like, you know, a lot of artists appear in the movie sometimes. I mean, I think that, like, when you get involved in one, you're almost bound to get into the other thing. So I just kind of do them both. And I don't really know, you know, how many opportunities I'm going to get with one or the other. I mean, I think I've had a few more opportunities in the music business than I have had in the, like, theater or acting world so far. But, I mean, I love them both. They're just really, really great things to
involve. And you're in a great area for both. I mean, you've got Second City there, which you attend the Second City Training Center, right?
Yeah, I did. The Piven Theater, which is the Jeremy Piven and John Cusack founded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard about that.
I did that for 8 years, and I now I'm doing the Second City program, which I've gotten into like a couple of years ago, and that's really great, too. So it's really awesome to have that here at my hands to just use to my benefit and everything. So,
have you played in L.A.?
I just went to LA for the first time ever in January, and I went there to record my album that I'm going to come out with in like a few weeks. And so that was all really exciting, and I just like loved it. It was like the greatest experience of my life, and I didn't get to play a gig while I was there, but I'm hoping to go back there soon and probably get into that out there too.
I think it's hard for me. I really like LA too. I went there 2 years ago for the Halo Awards. And I met some of the people that won the awards there. One was for a no hate campaign against bullying. And I brought back a bracelet that all the people that were at the show got, and my daughter still wears it now.
Yeah.
She had it on for 2 years almost. And then I went back this February for the Artists and Music Awards. And, you know, some people say, you know, when you're here, it's just, it gets old being in Hollywood and you want to be out of it.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it when I'm there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could get sick of it. It was like, I didn't want to leave.
The weather is just
it's
so
beautiful.
Great too.
Yeah.
And LA, the way my food thing came up kind of started from there because I love In-N-Out.
Oh, really? Yeah. We did go there when we were there. Yeah.
Did you go to the one by the airport?
Yeah, I think so, because that's where we were staying, I think, was by the airport. So.
Do you dance, too? Is that kind of...
I danced for 5 years when I was getting into singing and acting, all this, like, when I was 9, and I danced for 5 years, and then I kind of, like, focused more on the singing and acting, just because, you know, those things cost money, and you got to pick and choose sometimes. But, yeah, I probably could get back into it really easily. I just haven't yet, but I really am going to look into that, actually, because I want to be able to, you know, dance in some of my music videos and stuff like that too. And I know that like that also comes hand in hand with the other two. So yeah.
Now you did a commercial
for
for T-Mobile and got to dance and sing in it. How did that come about?
You know, I think it was honestly just something that my mom saw online, like just like on Facebook. Like it was like an ad, like for like, if you want to try out for this, we're looking for some people who can sing and dance and who are looking to be a part of it. They wouldn't even tell you what you were auditioning for. It was just for, you knew it was a commercial and you didn't know what it was for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they told you how to wear a dress and then just sing a Christmas song and that was it. And we just went to the audition and it happened to be, you know, the commercial for T-Mobile, a flash mob. And it was so, so, so much fun. It was like a great, great experience. And I mean, it was like 100 extras and we all got to dance and wear pink dresses like the T-Mobile girl. And it was like really fun. And it was like the holidays too. And it was at Woodfield Mall. So it was really, really fun to be a part of something like that big and exciting.
That's actually on my bucket list, to do a flash mob.
Yeah, really?
Because it just, I love the movie Friends with Benefits.
Oh, yeah. It was just like that, though.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, I totally love the flash mob idea. Yeah. I'm like, that'd be really fun, but I guess you'd have to be near a bigger city, you know, to kind of pull that off. But maybe I'll get lucky enough to see one day.
Yeah, it was cool because, like, the shoppers at the mall had no idea it was going to happen, and it was really cool to surprise.
Next up is Ashley's song, Free.
Standing on the edge, I'm about to break. You've had all that you can really take. Finally ready to start breathing again. Feeling nervous and feeling scared. You knew he never even really cared. You take one step forward, you're not looking back again. Break free from these chains. Step out of the rain. Finally, no more tears, no more pain. Be all you can be. Finally, they didn't know you're feeling absolutely incredible. And some people still try to hold you down, but you are done being pushed around with your head held high. You stand your ground. Free from these chains, step out of the rain. Finally, no more tears, no more pain. Be all you can be. Scars in your head, and you won't forget. Oh, but that's just part of life, and it's not over. From these chains. here's no more pain. Be all you can be. Fairly releasing. Oh, you're finally breaking free.
Chicago actually has a pretty big music scene, which I knew a lot of people would tour there and do gigs there, but I'm finding that a lot of musicians live there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I'm learning now, it's kind of L.A., New York, Nashville, and Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
And it kind of all gravitates toward one of those cities.
Yep.
And Nashville, actually, they all seem to bounce toward Nashville in one way or the other.
Yeah.
People will go to Nashville to record or to write,
right,
and then go back to L.A. or
yep,
or New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you been to Nashville?
Yes, I have. I've been there a couple of times, a good handful of them. I started out actually in country music, and we went down there to do a couple showcases with some people down there, and we made a lot of connections down there. And I haven't been back since, I guess it was like 2009, but I really want to go back there. We're actually going to be doing a country music gig out here in August, which is kind of out of our element now because we've kind of gravitated more towards pop music, but we're relearning some country songs and we're going to be playing this country gig. It's 4 hours long, so there's it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a lot of material. So we're thinking that after we learn all these songs and we play that gig, we might want to go back to Nashville because we know these songs, and I mean, country music's a big scene down there, so why not? So when we go to Florida, we were thinking maybe we could try to book a gig in Nashville on our way there, you know.
That'd be great,
yeah.
And then I could come see you, because that's only like 4 hours
yeah,
for me. But Chicago's only 5 hours. So.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about doing country music before and now doing more pop, I think that the line blurs between those a lot. I think when I grew up, there was a definite difference.
Yes, yeah.
Between the two, but now it's kind of they go hand in hand, and I think people it's gotten to where you can do both,
right,
and or do the middle of the ground,
right,
and still reach both audiences.
Yep. Yeah.
Now your voice is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It's very. I know you're 18,
yeah,
so you are grown up, but it's your voice is. It's more mature than that. It's like you've been doing it. Well, you have been doing it half your life.
Yeah.
Now, did you take voice lessons, or were you always just that good?
Oh no, I did definitely take voice lessons. I mean, I started out. I had a lot of different voice teachers throughout the years. I started out with like somebody really locally when I was really little, and then, it was a lot of local people for a while. And then a couple years ago, I found somebody on MySpace. His name's Richard Fink IV, and he is pretty big now as a vocal coach. He actually works with like a lot of like the boy bands. I think Big Time Rush is like on Nickelodeon. And
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he works with like a lot of the a lot of people who are on The Voice are his students, and he does it via Skype. We're doing this interview right now.
Yes.
He does his voice lessons like that. So it was really cool because he was in New York and I was in Chicago, and we could have voice lessons anytime we wanted because of Skype. And he's the one who started that whole thing. So that's why he's doing pretty good. I think it's because he had this original idea to do voice lessons over Skype. And he's got students in every continent, apparently. That's his newest thing. And he's broken like world records with how long he can hold his notes. So like he's pretty cool. But he's actually who kind of, I think, really, really helped me to develop my voice in my later years of doing this. And the other thing is he helps co-write Break In 2, and he's the one who recorded and produced that song. So he's been
fantastic.
A pretty big part of my career. Yeah.
I think it comes up in different interviews. But this is a new topic along those lines of just how far we've come with technology.
Yeah.
Well, your whole life you've had the internet. I remember back when we had no internet and
right.
three TV stations. But Skype, it is phenomenal.
Yeah.
How you can do those things. And I have a lot of people who are like, I don't have Skype. I don't know how to do it.
Right.
And I said, oh, that's how I do all my interviews. And I actually know a guitarist who, he's from Maine and he lives in LA now, mm-hmm. but he was doing guitar lessons via Skype.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think that's great because if you do live in a small town somewhere, you know, Nebraska or something, or India,
right.
you can hook up with, you know, really great people that you wouldn't get to be around in other situations and get that opportunity. And that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'd be bad if you're in the middle of a note or in the middle of something and the internet connection.
Oh, yeah, off. That's happened before, but that's all right.
Yeah, I guess you roll with it
yeah.
and you adjust.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of brought tears to my eyes. And it's a song called There's an Angel Watching Over You.
There's an angel watching you. watching. There's an angel watching you.
A really cool way to do it. Now, are you doing anything right now with the theater?
I haven't, because summer is usually like the big time where my music goes crazy and I need to like, I'm doing a lot of gigs. I don't know why that is. I think it's just because there's a lot of festivals and a lot of like people, a lot of audience that are ready to hear good music. And I think that summertime's just the time for music. So, I mean, right now I'm just really focusing on all of my band gigs and also getting my album out and getting my music video out. And it's just kind of, I don't plan it. It just kind of happens like that. But I mean, I'm not doing like classes or anything right now with the theater, but with my music videos that I'm working on, like, I mean, the acting comes into play with that. So it's kind of cool that I can incorporate my acting, my love for acting in those music videos too, because I get to kind of work with that and still be working on my music at the same time. So I find that that's been really nice.
Now, when does the video come out? When does the album come out?
There's not an exact release date yet because my video is done being shot, but they have to put it together now and like post-production and all that. My album is completely finished, but I just need photos for it. So as soon as I get those photos, which I'm working really hard on getting that done, I can share my music, and I'm really, really excited to have the new album come out because Break Into was when I was 14 years old. So, I mean, as much as, like, that's, if people hear that for the first time now, like, they, you know, kind of think, wow, like, that's really good. Well, I feel like this album is a couple steps up from that, and I'm just really, really, really excited to share it with people so they know what, like, things are sounding like nowadays.
And from 14 to 18,
yeah,
you do a lot of maturing and growing up and changing.
Yeah, you do, definitely.
And I've seen, I have some musicians that I go see when they play, and they're in their mid-20s now. You know, and I started listening to them early 20s. And even that, just how much life changes for you in that period of time. And then your music changes accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes along with it. And that, I'm going to let you talk about this. You had an opportunity to work with somebody and you lost them through an accident. I'm assuming when I was listening to your music, I was assuming that there's an angel watching over you was kind of about that. And I could be wrong, but...
this happened like actually really, really, really recently. This is one of my producers, and this is the guy that I was working on this next album that's about to come out. So this happened like back a year ago in like March or April. Yeah, in April. And that song was out before that, so it wasn't about that. I'm like,
wow.
But I did find that after, I mean, that happened, that like those lyrics sort of resonated with that situation. And I know we had a video online where we used that song as like kind of like a tribute to that person too. So
that goes back to what I was saying earlier about songs and how they resonate with people differently or at different times. You could have written it, and clearly now I know you wrote it at a different time, but it ends up fitting with that. And other people, they're touched by music sometimes because it means something. I don't know. You can get the different run of emotions. Yeah. It could be written as a happy song, but somebody else sees it as a sad song. And and that's amazing with music, how you can touch so many different areas with that, because with writing or painting, I think it's either one mood or another, and that's how it comes through. But with music, you can reach a lot of people.
Next up is my song choice of the evening, called Alone, which is the one song that Ashley did not write alone but co-wrote, as you'll hear about in the interview.
summer with the music, mm-hmm. that actually came up in my last interview too. I've noticed that, uh-huh. because I think the summer, I think that's when everybody performs, they release albums,
yeah,
and then the winter is kind of like a hibernation period, and it's cold, yeah. and you know, everybody records or writes during the winter,
right.
so then the spring and summer, it's time to show that music you've been working
on
through the winter.
It feels that way sometimes, but I mean, we still do the gigs in the winter and everything, too. It's just not as much. For some reason, all the opportunities are waiting for me in the summer, and it's, like, nonstop. I really haven't, like, you know, had a day off. I can't remember the last time, but I like doing it, so it doesn't really feel like work to me, so, I mean, that's kind of cool, too.
And that's what you want to shoot for,
yeah.
in life. You want to shoot for something that it's just, it makes you happy,
yep.
and you just do it and you just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's nice that your sisters get to perform with you too.
Yeah, yeah. They really are. They're all like very different and everything, but it works when it's all put together and everything. And I know people really like the three sister like harmony thing too. Like that's like a good part of the band that they really enjoy is the fact that we are related and we are sisters.
Now, do you play any instruments yourself?
I do. I play the guitar. I actually played the guitar before my sister even learned. But she, I always focused more on my singing and everything. And I played guitar pretty much so I could learn how to write songs. And I also used it to accompany myself in acoustic gigs or, you know, just like kind of quieter coffee house gigs.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really kind of took it to the next level where I learned like guitar solos and got really into it. And my younger sister, Alexa, she just started high school 2 years ago, and they had like a program for guitar. So she took that, and ever since she's done that in high school, she's really kind of got into it, and she's getting very, very good. And it's really nice to have her to accompany me because it's a lot easier just to for me, in my opinion, just to like be free and sing and have somebody else play the guitar for you. So she's really good at it too. So.
And you answered a question that I probably wouldn't have thought to ask, but what instrument do you use to write your music with? Because some people, I think they have one or the other. They choose to write their music with the piano.
Yeah.
Or they choose to write it with the guitar.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guitar for me is the easiest way to write a song. Ever since learning how to play guitar, I've been writing songs they're easy to write because it's easy to put music to them with the guitar and knowing that. But I do know a little piano. I had lessons when I was a kid and everything, and my older sister kind of taught me some stuff too. And I could probably write a song on the piano if I really wanted to. I just think it's a lot more difficult to make happen.
Well, I think the guitar is a little more portable.
That's
too.
True. Yeah.
Even though they have keyboards now and it's not just pianos, it's still, I think the guitar, you know, you can take that on a plane.
Right.
Not that you'd be playing on the plane, but
yep.
There's a musician in Alabama that I am friends with his mom and know him and went down to go to some concerts a few months ago, and he was traveling with us between two cities, and he's sitting in the back of my SUV playing the guitar, and I thought, you know, this is really cool.
Yeah.
How many people can say they've got, you know, live music in their car while they're on the road trip?
Yeah, that's really cool, yeah.
You know, he goes everywhere with his guitar.
Yep.
Because, yeah, if something hits you, you've got it right there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, writing songs is sort of like I think everybody has their own way of doing it, but it's definitely one of those situations a lot of times, I think, for everybody where you don't really know when a song idea is going to come to you. And you have to remember it, so you have to get it out wherever you are, whenever it hits you. And I mean, like, there's been lots of experiences where I've, like, been, like, out to eat with my family, where I've, like, had to write on the napkins, like, the lyrics that come to my head. And, like, it's crazy. So, but it's pretty cool, though, to be able to write songs. I know some people just really have trouble and really don't think that they can do it, but I really think that everybody could. But, I mean, some people are just, I think it's just easier for some people for some reason. So I feel lucky to be able to feel confident about writing songs and sharing them with people.
Now, do you write all your music or do other people write for you?
You know, I haven't really had, I mean, I've had there's one song on my last CD, it's called Alone. And I mean, my voice teacher actually wrote that song and I just sang it for him. And then we ended up using it just on the CD, but like, besides that, I pretty much do write all the music on my CDs. I mean, I always am going to, like, I always, in my gigs, of course, I always, like, sing covers and stuff, but I pretty much write my own songs. I've written, actually, 125 songs.
Oh, my goodness.
So, ever since I was 10, so. Okay.
How do you pick which songs you're going to put on your CD, then, when you've got so many to choose
from? You
know,
I think a lot of my songs that I write, I sort of maybe either I just write them for myself or I don't know, maybe they're more like therapeutic. Like, I mean, songwriting really has gotten me through a lot too. And writing songs sometimes is just a way for me to get my feelings out without screaming at somebody or like.
No, I totally understand.
Yeah. So I think there's just certain songs. I don't know if it's because I feel like they're catchy or what, for whatever reason. I mean, I share most of my songs with other people and I think it kind of depends on what kind of reactions I'm getting, because I'll play a lot of them at like open mics and stuff. And if people are really liking them, then I start to like them more and more because other people are liking them and it makes me feel confident about the song. And I mean, those are usually the ones that end up on the albums. So it just kind of happens the way it does.
The next song of the evening is called So Long, Baby.
You think that changing my life. I keep on fighting for rights. I should have, don't you see? So long, baby.
Be left alone.
So long, baby.
While we're talking about Chicago, I always ask my guests if they've toured or where they live. For me, when I travel, I want to eat something locally wherever I'm at. I don't want to eat at like Taco Bell if I'm, you know, in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
I want to eat something that's local. So I always ask my guests, is there a place that you recommend to people who are coming through there, or like I said, where you've toured or anything, a restaurant that is just kind of, you've got to go there and there's something that you've got to eat.
No, I think,
and Chicago is such a good food town.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on what you like, but, I mean, obviously don't want to go somewhere that's a chain, cause you can pretty much find those anywhere.
Right.
But, like, I mean, they do like Chicago pizza is supposed to be really like really like something you have to do while you're here. So I know like Giordano's is the,
Chicago. That's my favorite pizza place. There. Yeah. Love it.
Although there are a lot of like options as far as Chicago pizza places go. I mean, you know, you go to the city and there's just like, you kind of like see it while you're there, like all the options, like you don't even know the places exist. I probably haven't even seen everything that they have there, but yeah, I mean, I know that's the big thing to do is the Chicago pizza while you're here, but.
And you know, a strange place that I ate, in Chicago that I really liked was the American Girl Cafe. I took my daughter there 1 year and had cucumber sandwiches and like a, I don't know, the dessert was in a flower pot.
Oh, really? Was, oh, that's cute. Well,
it was really great. Yeah, it was a great little restaurant. I like that. She's a little too old for that now. Do you have any stories from performances? I call it stories from the road. Mm-hmm. Because interesting, strange, weird, crazy things happen. Do you have any stories?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm just starting to go. I mean, I've had a lot of, like, fun. I've had a lot of, like, good times and everything. I don't really know of anything weird or strange happening so far. Probably it's bound to happen sooner or later. But
oh, yes. Be prepared. It will happen. And then I'll get back with you.
I'll let you know.
Stories. Yeah, because it'll happen. And now you're going to have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, what's going to happen?
And I think that, like your singing voice matures as you get older, but I think also so does your writing. It develops as well. And also, the more experiences and hard times and exciting times, just generally the more life experiences that you have and go through, the more you have to write about and the more you have to pull from, in a way, too. So.
Your music is very, it's very mature. And it's you would think it's somebody who's been through, you know, 30 years of something. So you've got an old soul in there.
Thanks.
I think it comes through beautifully in your music.
Okay. The song of the evening is called This Love.
Like so many do, don't do it for me, you gotta do it world is so unkind. And we've been feeling good, yeah, we've been feeling good after talking all this time. See, everybody's always worried about tomorrow and yesterday and the day before. They don't stop to think about what they already have. They're always asking for more. Y'all think I'm crazy, I'm crazy. And what to what makes me so sure. And I'll tell you one thing, I'll tell you one thing that I know's for sure.
For spending your Monday night with me. I hope you enjoyed my show with Ashley Ashton. Tune in next Monday when my guest will be Sophie Morgan from England. Until then, tune in tomorrow night for a great Twitter Tuesday Live featuring Jamie Olimarad. And listen every night to Butterflies Radio for another great show by many, many great hosts. And I'll see you again next Monday.